Tandi, thank you for your time. Can you share the notable changes to the Free State Gambling and Liquor Act of 2010, and what challenges do these amendments aim to address?
The notable changes we can say have been made to the Free State Gambling, Liquor and Tourism Act is that we've included stricter regulations on the proliferation of liquor outlets. There's a clear separation of responsibility among regulatory bodies and new provisions which exclude non-citizens from operating liquor outlets. These amendments aim to address the challenges of unregulated liquor trading, the rise in social issues such as gender-based violence, and the operational chaos caused by dual legislation, which was operational in the past.
How do you foresee this new legislation impacting communities in the Free State, particularly in relation to gender-based violence and the proliferation of liquor outlets?
We foresee this new legislation having a positive impact on the Free State community, this by reducing the number of liquor outlets and enforcing stricter trading regulations, and thereby creating a safer and more controlled environment. By curbing the easy availability of alcohol, the Act aims to address one of the root causes of many social ills we face as a country. With fewer outlets and more regulated trading hours, communities can expect reduced noise pollution and disturbances, leading to an overall improvement in the quality of life and enhanced public safety.
In closing, Tandi, how have businesses and communities received the amendments in the Free State? One would think that they have different views or perceptions of said legislation.
The entity is yet to engage with all its stakeholders. However, we'll be embarking on a roadshow which aims to address concerns and ensure a smooth transition to new regulations. The roadshow will be emphasizing the long-term benefits for both community and the industry. This will take place from the 18th of June to the 5th of July in all regions of the Free State. We want to ensure that communities are aware of positive changes and are also aware of how to apply for a liquor license and the requirements thereof. We trust that the Act will be well received by stakeholders to foster a safer community and a more regulated liquor industry.